Okay. I'll bring the city council meeting of September the 25th to order at 6:12 p.m. Call for a moment of silence, please. And if we could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
We have Paul Vino.
Here.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Steve Lorenzen.
Here.
Bonnie Ongan.
Here.
Mary Robbins.
Here.
And Mary Lou Stewart.
Here.
Okay. Sam, do we have any audience participation signed up for this evening?
We do.
Okay. Paula Smith, please. Paula, would you please be kind enough to come forward to the mic and please state your name and address for the record, please.
Hi, I'm Paula Smith. Hi, everybody. Glad to see all you guys. I live on 1442 Madison Avenue, Brickyard neighborhood. One of the things that was mentioned tonight was that I don't know if Homes Now have contacted the city. They must rather be working in Bellingham and Lemmy, and they are coming next, I think 2 weeks from now, to comment. They are building little tiny houses, and they're concerned about the homeless, and I've been involved with them. And so I'm just saying that, as you all know, I add with you that I'm concerned about homelessness. I actually don't see it so much that it's here in Maine, but I guess it is, and so they will be speaking, and I'm a part of them and support them. But of course, they understand that they have to work with you and with other else groups are interested. The other thing is just that the microphone thing, I find it frustrating to be sitting back here listening. And I know it's always been kind of hard, the microphones, but I really feel, you know, irritated when I'm here and I can't hear you because, you know, you don't have enough people coming in these meetings anyway, and if you do and you can't hear, then it's not so good. So just let me know that. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to address the council this evening? Hearing none, we'll go to written communications.
We have an email dated September 12th, 2017 from David Wilbeck regarding the Congresswoman Del Benny Town Hall meeting on September 23rd, 2017. And we had a new email come in dated September 22nd, 2017 from Dina Jensen regarding the Whatcom County Jail.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is the Fire Chief's Report. Chief Hollander.
Evening, Council.
Evening, Chief.
Tonight I'm sharing with you our Chief's Report for the month, through all of our data through the month of September. And on the front page, I'll just point out that the call-wise were 2,558 calls, which looks to be about 200 calls less than last year at this time.
Wow.
So that's a little unusual. And then if you flip the page, you'll see the calls to Blaine and Semiamu, 102 in the city, and 10 out at Semiamu. And actually, we're 2 minutes shorter on our reaction time in September, so that was a good improvement. And the rest I'll just let you read at your leisure. I will point out that if you didn't read it in the paper, we did have a fatality accident Sunday morning, started on I-5 and ended up down on West Road. The vehicle, I don't have a lot of details on that, but I just wanted to inform you about that in case you get asked.
Was that someone who lived in our community?
Pardon?
Did that person live in our community?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I tried to find out, but was unable to find out today. So,
okay.
Well, with that, thank you.
Thank you very much, Chief. Okay, next item on our agenda is the consent agenda. We have approval of bills in the amount of $404,463.69. Approval of the council minutes for September the 11th, 2017, and a project closeout for emergency pavement repair contract. And I would be willing to entertain a motion.
So moved. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Are there any further questions or comment regarding the consent agenda? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Hearing no nays, the agenda is approved 6-0. Next item on our agenda is council action items. The first item is membership and appointment to the Economic Development Advisory Committee. Mr. City Manager.
Council members, we have a little bit of a different agenda tonight because of the work you did recently or this evening on the appointment of a new council member. So we've got a modified agenda just to let the community know about that. So we're going to do some action items, which I'm going to start and finish. The first, let's see, one, two, are fairly straightforward. The membership of the Economic Development Committee and setting a public hearing for a community sign at the community center. The next two, three and four, the appointment of the Board 2 position and then to purchase Gateway property. Those are, both of those lend to a process where the council can go into executive session, which we will do. So I think what I'll do to start with, I'll go through the first two. Those are pretty quick. They could almost have been consent items. And then we'll, my suggestion and recommendation to you is for number three, is to go into an executive session. The law allows you to have a conversation about those candidates that you just learned about. Just for the community's interest, you come back out into the council chambers. The mayor will open up nominations. Those who want to nominate someone will, and it could be one or two or three or four. And then someone from the council member has to make a motion to close nominations. It needs to be seconded and voted upon. When that's completed, then the mayor then will work through a process of asking the council members to vote on the nominations. And my expectation is, and I would assume this is correct, that those people that made the nomination will probably speak on behalf of their nominee, and other council members could talk about that. So that's going to be the procedure tonight. In terms of the real estate, the law's changed, and so in the past we would do most of this in closed session, but now the law is that we will present the information that we've been presented in terms of the facts of it. The council then can go in executive session and speak about price. And then based upon that action, if there's any, we can come back out. So the first one is a request for the council to approve Bob Wilson on the Economic Development Advisory Committee. Bob is the executive director of Whatcom Council of the Governments. He's got some years of experience doing this work. It was wonderful to have him call us up and ask if he could participate. And he's come to our first meeting. He emailed me this morning making sure he was able to come and was on the calendar for the next meeting. So we fully recommend him as a member of the committee. As you can see in my staff report, there is room for him to be on our committee. So we want to recommend that to the council.
Okay, the recommendation is to either approve the membership of the committee as presented or modify the membership of the committee as the city council desires or do nothing at this time. I'd be willing to entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the membership of the committee as presented.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Are there any further questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Hearing no nays, the motion is carried 6-0.
All right, the next item, I'm sure I'm going to need some guidance from Michael Jones on this. It's a little bit of a different way of going about business. The council recently approved a sign ordinance change that requires a proponent to submit to a city council a public hearing for an electronic sign. So the city is the city, but within the city there are departments. So my department is the one that's proposing the sign, and the planning department is the one that administers the process. So what we're asking you tonight is just to set a public hearing for the next meeting in October.
Okay. We're being asked, the recommendation is to, one, set a public hearing for October the 9th, 2017, set the public hearing on another date, or do nothing. I would be willing to entertain a motion.
I move we set the public hearing for October 9th.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Are there any further questions or comments regarding the motion? Paul.
I appreciate your diligence in bringing this to the attention of the council, but is it really necessary to have a public hearing? What's the advantage of having a public hearing?
In order for the city council to put up a message board, reader board type sign in a residential area, that is required to have a public hearing for the city to do that.
What would it take to change the regulation?
You could propose, well, first thing that would happen is if it were to be initiated by council, you'd need to pass a resolution to make the code change, send it to me to process an amendment, and bring it to Planning Commission. And if the Planning Commission recommended approval, which they might or might not, either way it comes to you for a final decision. It was written that way because it's a special sign that no one else is allowed to have in that kind of a neighborhood, and before the city goes and puts up a sign that has changeable lit text in an area where it's near people's homes, the city council and Planning Commission both thought that it was important to have that be something subject to a public hearing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any further questions or comments? Motion's on the table. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Hearing no nays, the motion is carried 6-0. The third item on our council action items is the appointment to the city council Ward 2 position 3. And at this time, we're going to break for executive session, and we anticipate probably 20 to 30 minutes, maybe longer. But if we'll say 30 minutes, and if it takes longer, we will come out and notify everyone at that time. So with that, we're going to break for executive session. And for the record, that's at 6:24.